have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend, whatever amazing mean to you. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is that you're doing anywhere in the world, because we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you may be running around. You can podcast the show, of course, if you can't sit and watch it. But you can don't have to miss it. You still can be listening as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's amazing to me that it's Monday again. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Amazing. Derek, my producer, is telling me the earth is spinning faster. If it's flat, how's it spinning, Derek? Derek believes it's flat, but now he thinks it's spinning. What the? I didn't know that. Maybe I've heard this before and just forgot, but I didn't know that in the good old days, a long time ago, at one point, a lot of people thought the earth was flat for years. This is like way back in the century. They thought it was flat, and then they realized they were wrong. It was round. And so how did we get back to people believing that it's flat again? At one time, they thought it was flat, and then they realized it was round. How we get back to the flat earther thing? I'm just wondering out loud. But anyway, it's Derek is telling me, my producer, there's no proof of it being round, but there's no proof of it being flat either. Well, there is more proof of round than there is of flat, Derek. What the? Anyway, it's Monday. And though we take all calls, Mondays, we take the females' calls as they come in, because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
Just shut up and step up.
I I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in their souls, they want to be home with those babies, but their ego won't let them. Because the children don't appreciate you as much as the world praise you for doing nothing. What now? 888-775-3773. So listen, I have a brand new biblical question. But first, I want to deal a little bit with last week's biblical question, which is most important to you. How people treat you or how you treat them. That is such a profound, like all of the biblical questions, to be honest with you, a deep question, and it's for self-examination. Know thyself. The one thing I can guarantee you, I'm not making it happen, but I can tell you it will happen. When you, male or female, whatever color, high or poor, however talented or no talent you are, if you get to know yourself, you will find perfect peace. It is mind-blowing. But you got to get to know yourself. And if you don't, it's up to you. You're totally welcome to stay in an illusion of self and be miserable for the rest of your life and call it natural by saying, well, nobody had perfect peace. You could stay in your hell or you can live in heaven right here on earth. Perfect peace. But you got to know yourself. And so these biblical questions are set up for those. And there are a whole bunch of people who want to know themselves, to understand. So the biblical questions are set up for this, as well as the weekly assignments from the fellowship. Fellowship yesterday, other than more than wonderful, more than miraculous, more than amazing, more than the mind can conceive or the eyes can see, was mind-blowing. More than miraculous, more than amazing, more than the eyes can see. It was amazing. So last week, biblical question, how people, which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them? And the normal way to be. But you could stay in your abnormal state, really. It's to not be concerned one iota of how people treat you. There should not be one thought about how people treat you. Who are you and what's wrong with you that you need to set up an idea or create an idea of how someone should treat you? What's wrong with you? Why do you need to be treated a certain way? Is it to feel good, to feel important, to feel love, to feel hated, or what? Why are you so insecure that you take one iota of a thought about how someone treat you? You shouldn't even think about that. And if you do, it means something is wrong with you. Unless you're now working on yourself and you realize you've been concerned about how others treat you, and it's been a problem in your life. Because you should not have any expectation of how someone treat you. And I'm not talking about physical. They shouldn't be able to attack you in a physical way and things like that. I'm not talking about that. This is spiritual. Psychological, emotional, spiritual. You shouldn't think about that at all. What's wrong with you? And just thinking about this. If you think about how someone treat you, that means you're evil. and you care about how evil people treat you. Human being, human nature is evil, and it's never going to treat you right. And when you say treat you, you're concerned about how they treat you, who are you talking about? Treat you whom? Your false self? Your ego self? As a, being involved with your ego, calling your ego you, you want to be treated a certain way. Respect my character. Respect my whatever. Respect my adulthood. Respect this and respect that. What's wrong with you? There is no you to be treated any way by the world. Really. As we discussed yesterday in the fellowship, and you should definitely check it out if you want. Let the world treat the false self any kind of way it wants. Let it treat the false self any kind of way. And if you really are overcoming the false self, you're not going to be bothered by it because you know it's not happening to you. And the pain you feel, the worry you feel, the false self you're trying to protect, you come to know that that's not me. What am I concerned about? It's like staring at a house that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And the only reason you have this false self because when you were a kid, when I was a kid, when everybody and their mama or their mother were kids, you were innocent. You had your own identity, which came from God. But then being subject to the world, your parents and others start to teach you, oh, your daddy is a Republican. Your granddaddy was a Democrat. Your mama was educated. You should be educated. You should be a Democrat. You should be married with children. You should not be married with children. And you start being vulnerable to that. You start to identify. You need to be rich. You need to be poor. You need to be black. You need to be white. You start to identify with those things because you're vulnerable and you became subject to it. So you start to take on those identity, and then you start to confirm them in yourself. I'm a police officer. I'm a fireman. I'm a this and I'm a that. I'm a child of God. You hear people say they're children of God. They wouldn't know God if God walked in into their house or life with Gabriel, Michael, Peter, and Paul. I'm a child of God. You start to identify with all these false identity, and now you got to protect them. As you get older, you start to protect your false identity. Don't mess with my reputation. I have a good reputation. I don't want a bad reputation. I got a bad reputation. Bad girl, talking about the sad girl, bad girl. You start protecting it, and you're protecting evil, and you never find peace. What a sad way to live. But you can't find perfect peace right here on earth. Why you live? And anyone that's telling you cannot have perfect peace and that everyone has anger, and they believe because everyone has it, they cannot have perfect peace. And that they must be angry. And they have accepted anger as another identity. Why hold on to any identity? Why can't you just be? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being without any identities at all? Then you could be you. And so if you are concerned about how others treat you, long as they're not attacking you physically, and I'm not talking about that. You have to protect yourself. But with this false self, there's nothing to protect. You are protecting evil when you protect false self. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not your whatever you do in life. You're not none of those things. But amazing fellowship yesterday. And it's for those who want it. I remember when you read the New Testament, you see what I'm talking about. I noticed that Christ never tried to hurt anyone, and he never tried to convince anyone. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ, the Christians say. He never tried to hurt anyone or convince anyone. He never stroked anyone. He never said how wonderful you are or anything. He would just present the truth and let you accept it or not. Really, that's all he did. He didn't condemn you or judge you for not accepting it. He just presented it and he left it up to you. What an amazing way to live, huh? He didn't get mad. He didn't condemn you. He didn't stroke you to try to convince you to accept it. He just presented the truth. And for those who accepted the truth, it made you free. And the truth shall make you free. Think about that. And the truth shall set you free, make you free. It will literally make you free. Which leads me to my brand new biblical question. Brand new. It's amazing how I'm able to walk right into the biblical question with that. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't plan that. And the truth shall make you free. Smoke on that. And the truth will make you free. And the biblical question, brand new biblical question. How will you know when you're of truth? How will you know when you are of truth? And you can know. I didn't know you can know until I found out that you can know. How will you know when you are of truth? That's the biblical question. And again, I'm putting it out there. It's up to you to accept it. Really, I wish you well. And Lord knows this is hell on earth. When you really see what's going on with you and you start to really wake up to it and overcome it, you're going to clearly understand and see that this is hell on earth. And hell is living in and coming through human beings. Human nature is evil. It's mind-blowing. It's evil. But if you are blind to what's happening in you, and you see bad things happening in the world, you're just going to see the physical person, but you're not going to see what's driving them. And you'll go along with them and make up excuses. Oh, because of race. It was because of male or female. It was because rich or poor. It was because you're Mexican or you're black or you're white or you're this. You just see physical and you don't see what's driving the physical. Because you don't see what's driving you. Amazing, huh? Paul said, and I repeat, and it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday, it's Female Monday. I'm paraphrasing. I've always wanted to do right. I wanted to be right, and I wanted to do right. But something would not let me. It prevented me from being right and doing right. And I cried, and I struggled, and I begged God. And I finally realized, I tried to change myself, and I finally realized, wow, it's not me. Something has made a home in me. And it caused me, prevent me from being right and causing me to do right, do wrong. And so I realized it wasn't me. And so once I realized that, quote unquote, I gave up. I surrender to the light. I surrender to the Father. When will you surrender and stop playing God? When will you realize that you can't change yourself? When will you stop being angry at the point at the realization, or non-realization, really, lack of realizing that you can't change yourself. What good does it do you to be angry at what you do when you can't change it? What will happen if you stop being angry about it? Why not take control of your own life? Lord know, if you watch the news nowadays, it's nothing but hell. Nothing but hell. Evil hell right here on earth. The NBC News Los Angeles reported that a couple was arrested in connection with a child abuse investigation that led authorities to their Arcadia, California home, where they found more than 20 children, some of whom were birthed by surrogate mothers. Watch this from NBC News.
15 children taken from this home in Arcadia, including a baby born in Texas to this surrogate mother.
The FBI, me and some of the other girls that I'm talking to are currently working with them. I completed like a 3-hour interview with them a couple weeks ago.
Kayla, in an interview with the executive director of the Center for Bioethics and Culture, says she thought she was carrying a baby for a couple struggling to have a child, Sylvia Zhang and her husband, only to find out months after she gave birth that she was one of many women carrying a child for the couple, and the baby she carried was now in foster care.
Told me she was in jail for 4 days, the police took one of her phones for investigative purposes, and that they're accusing her of selling babies. She still swears that that's not what she's doing, that it's, you know, they just want a big family.
Amazing, huh? And the cops arrived at the house, at the home, after a tip, and found it was set up like a school inside. Watch this.
This all unfolded when a hospital called Arcadia police about a 2-month-old baby who came in with head trauma. When police arrived at the home on Camino Real to investigate, they discovered 15 children in the home, ranging in age from 2 months to 13 years old. 6 other children connected to the couple were found in the care of family and friends. Neighbors are in disbelief.
At home, eating dinner, and we watched the news and we couldn't believe it.
Shocked, sickened.
Police say the home was set up like a school, and that cameras they seized from the home showed the kids were being emotionally and physically abused by at least 6 nannies, including this woman who police are searching for. And police say the parents were aware of the abuse.
Amazing. Shock. Sickening. Why? Why are you shocked and sickened about somebody else's evil? What the? Why are you shocked? But here's my thing, and I kind of, when I first heard, started hearing years ago about surrogate mothers, I've often wondered, why would a female have a baby, carry a baby inside of her womb for 9 months for somebody else? And I wonder, what happens to the female soul that she would carry this baby for 9 months? And then at the end of the 9 months, the baby pops out and she gives it away to somebody else. She didn't feel anything for the baby or what? Or is it just for the money? Is money more important than the child in the womb? What type of woman would do... female would do that. Really, and I have not really heard anyone explain to me over the years why is that okay? And what's the difference between that and abortion? Can you imagine you go and, okay, you give me $1,000, however much they charge, I don't know, and I'll carry this baby inside of my womb for 9 months. And then at the end of 9 months, I'm going to give you the package and you pay me for the groceries. What type of human nature is that? Really? What? It just seemed weird that a woman would, a female would carry somebody else's child for 9 months for money. Because I'm sure that's what they're doing it for, even though they pretend, I'm doing it because this poor couple want to have a baby, and I'm doing it for them. No, you're not. Because if you're doing it for them, you do it for free. Why don't you do it for free? Okay, I'll have this baby. I'll carry this baby for you. No cost. No, no, don't worry about the medical or anything. I got it. Money, money, money. Where is the love? And then these people having twins and children in the room, and they're how? What the? And they look like Asian or Chinese or Japanese. Kind of hard for me to know. This is hell on earth. Now do you believe me when I tell you that human beings, human nature is evil, is of the father, the devil? That's why we all must admit we're evil, and then the change will come. Nick, what do you think about that? A woman, a female having a baby for somebody and giving it away when the baby popped out, okay, here's your paycheck. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, I think you're onto something. It might require a certain kind of person.
What kind of person?
It was maybe a little irresponsible, opportunistic. I mean, when it comes with making babies, to do that so flippantly, it might say something about your personality.
I know, but just think about this. You, as a female, agree to carry someone else's child in your womb. And so the body goes through all kinds of changes within that 9 months. And then you agree to do it and then just give up the baby. With no, and here's your check. Isn't that like interesting? Or is it?
It's super, I mean, of course it is. It's easy. It seems quite easy for people and to do stuff for money.
Yeah.
Human nature is pretty wicked.
What, and so why would these people need 20 children in their home?
They said they want a bigger family.
I've heard of a big family. They changed the joke too far. What a mess! The Anchor Baby, folks. Every day, Monday through Friday, at 11 a.m., except Friday, at 12 on Friday. The American Anchor Baby. Check him out. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. You can overcome hell within yourself and as a result, overcome it in the world. But you got to work on you, folks, and you can. And there are men and women doing it, overcoming and working on overcoming every day. Derek said, that wasn't a family. That was a farm. And so is there a difference in being a prostitute and having babies for money? Really, that's a good question, Derek. Is the difference? 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Good morning. It's Monday. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. It's Female Monday. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. So listen. Great news. Listen up. I want your undivided attention right now. Listen up closely. One announcement in this half hour. We have a fundraiser drive going right there at rebuildingtheman.com/donate, right? And we need to raise up to $50,000. I got a sponsor who called me and said, Jesse, I heard about your little... I heard about your little fundraiser drive. And all you're asking is $50,000. They said to me, because of the work you all have done and are doing, and you've helped me and so my family and everybody, I have a chalice grant for you, Jesse. And I'm like, really? What is it? I would give up to $50,000 if you could raise the $50,000. I would give up to $50,000 if you can raise the $50,000. And I know that would be a big help to you all because you guys are doing amazing work. So I now have a chalice grant of $50,000. I'm asking you all to help me get to $50,000 so we can get to $50,000. All right? So I'm asking that you help us out on this. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, or you can mail it in at the P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? So let's rush to the $50,000 so we can get this other $50,000 and help make it through the summer. And you can hit that little cash bar up there, too, I think. What do you call that thing?
QR code.
QR code.
You take a picture of it with your camera.
Yeah, take a picture.
Well, just point your camera at it. Your phone will know what to do.
Right on. So I'm thanking you all in advance for those who have not given and for those who have given. Give something to get us to the $50,000. And I do appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rochelle out of... hold on 1 minute. Minnesota. Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you, Rochelle?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
So my question is, first I want to ask, do you think is a woman? What is a woman? Since it's Female Monday.
A child of God. A woman is a female who has become a woman.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So my other question is, If you, what do you, is, okay, hold on, sorry. Is addiction a disease or a choice?
It's definitely not a disease, and it's not a choice.
It's not a disease or a choice?
No. What do you think?
Well, I've been brainwashed to believe that it's a disease.
What? How can someone make you think that drugs is a disease?
Because it's a disease of choice, because you no longer have the decision to make the right choice.
But you didn't make the right choice to even start using drugs.
Well, they say it's genetic. So, like, if your parents are an addict, then that means that you have the possibility of becoming an addict as well.
And do you believe that?
Well, both of my parents are addicts, so I believe that, you know, and I mean with alcohol, so.
So, are you an addict?
I'm an alcoholic, yes.
And so you believe that you became an alcoholic because your parents were alcoholics?
Yeah.
And why do you believe something that like that?
Because I grew up around it, and it was just something that was very normal.
And so you believe you can't help yourself?
Well, yeah, to an extent. But, I mean, there's, like, that's why I believe that I have to, you know, get help from, you know, medical and stuff.
And will you always be an alcoholic?
I hope not.
Do you believe that you will? If it's a disease,
no.
You believe it's a disease, right?
Yes.
And how will you overcome a disease?
With treatment.
And how long you been doing treatment already?
For about a year.
And when will the treatment heal the disease?
Well, they say the opposite of addiction is connection. So
connection.
Yeah, like having like good supportive people in your life where you can go to like meetings, and that's why they have AA and stuff like that.
And then now you're stuck with that for the rest of your life, right?
Well, stuck with it. It's more or less like a gift that you get to be around these other fellow addicts.
So it's a lifelong gift then, right?
Yeah.
So you're stuck with being around somebody else to try to prevent you from drinking.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Right.
Why does that make sense?
Well, because they're supportive and like they like, sorry, say it one more time. What's the question?
Why does it make sense to you that being around other addicts are going to help or stop you from being an addict?
Because we have a common problem together. So
everybody got the same problem.
Right. And they help each other get through it.
How can a person in hell help another person in hell?
I don't understand.
How can a person in hell help another person in hell?
Oh, in hell. Okay. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. It's all new to me. When they first told me that it was a disease, I didn't believe it. I was like, no, it's my choice that I drink. You know, I choose to drink. So, you know.
It's not even your choice. You're compelled to.
Yeah.
And the reason you're compelled to is because you have refused to drop your anger. You have refused to stop judging. And so as long as you're judging, you're going to be miserable on the inside. And then you look for alcohol or something to make you feel better, and it only makes things worse. But if you drop your anger, you won't need the alcohol or anything or anyone. Why don't you drop your anger?
It's easier said than done, you know, like
how
sometimes,
you know?
And because I'm not a very angry person, but like I have like resentments towards like certain, like my mother.
Right.
And I want to.
Resentment is anger. And you want to what?
I want to forgive her, but like she's no longer here anymore. So it's harder to forgive her when she's gone, because like, I can't just go and tell her like, hey, I forgive you, Mom, for, you know, drinking and stuff like that. I just kind of...
But you can realize that you cannot help yourself. You're controlled by alcohol. You're controlled by anger. And you don't want to be that way, but something else is driving you. And that would cause you to realize that your mother could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. And because she's dead, you're not able to go to her, but you'll forgive her by realizing you can't help yourself. She could not help herself. Then you will forgive her.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeff. Yes, that's really good information. I appreciate it.
Will you forgive?
Yeah, of course. I do forgive her. I just don't know how, like, I don't know how to forgive someone that I can write her a letter, probably. I think I'm probably going to do that. I'll write her a nice letter.
What did I just tell you about forgiveness?
To drop my anger.
By how?
And by forgiving my mother.
And how? How will you forgive her?
Okay, you got me. You got to, could you repeat? Could you repeat it for me?
So you didn't even listen to what I was telling you, right?
No, I was listening. It's just, it's kind of hard because I got like lawnmowers going on in
your house?
Outside my house.
Oh, so you outside right now?
No, I'm inside, but they just got these lawnmowers going.
Let me ask you this because of time.
Okay.
Could you help yourself? Is something that's anger and the desire to drink, is that driving you? Is that what you want to do?
No.
Is it like something else is causing you to do it?
Yeah.
And do you see that you can't help yourself?
That I can or I can't?
You can't.
Yeah. I sometimes can't help myself. Like
your mother
I can go like a day or two without drinking and then back on the...
And your mother had the same problem.
Yeah.
She couldn't help herself. She couldn't give you something she didn't have. And what she did not have was love. She was miserable on the inside because her mother, she resented her mother. She was yearning for her father. It was the same thing. And so if you realize you can't help yourself, it will cause you to realize your mother could not help herself. And you will forgive her so you can drop the anger. Your only problem, alcohol is not the problem. Being angry is the problem. And you're trying to cover it up with alcohol. You're trying to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Is your father dead too?
No, my dad is still around.
Have you forgiven him?
Yeah, I forgive him by staying away from him just so that I don't, like, because he's miserable and I can't help him, so I just stay away.
And what would happen if you forgave him?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think your
father... He would probably just take advantage of me because he's stolen from me before. He's, you know, taken, like, I've given him cars and stuff like that. And then that, and he still just uses. So, you know, but he uses to an extreme. Like,
Do you think your father want to be the way that he is?
No.
Do you think that if he could help himself, he would?
No. I don't think he would help himself if he could.
He would. Why don't you forgive him so you could go free?
Well,
that doesn't mean you got to hang around him. It doesn't mean you got to give him anything. But if you want to be free, you got to stop judging him. You're very judgmental, and it's keeping you in hell. It's keeping you miserable. Why don't you forgive your father so God can forgive you?
Okay. I don't know. I guess I should forgive my father.
But why not forgive him? Why won't you forgive him? Who
because
are you to judge him?
Well, I'm not really judging him. I'm just kind of, you know, trying to distance myself from him so that I don't end up like him.
You already like him. You're right, and if he's taking advantage of you and you're giving him money and buying a car, you shouldn't be doing that anyway. But if you want to be free of all the guilt and conflict within yourself, you must forgive so God can forgive you.
Yeah.
And you
wise
have,
words, Jesse.
What?
The very wise words.
You have no right to judge anyone. Because when you're judging yourself, and it's coming back on you. What you do to others, you do to yourself. So you're coming back on you, and you're never going to be free. Because you're judging, you're playing God, and you will never know God. Satan will always be your daddy. You got to forgive. If you want to be free, Rochelle, you got to forgive your parents so that God can forgive you. And again, you don't have to hang around him. Don't give him anything. Just don't resent him so that you can be free, become free. And the alcohol and everything will fall away because you will no longer have conflict.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
Does it make sense?
Well, yeah, it makes sense, but I just don't think it's going to be that easy. I mean, I could probably make it easy, but I just, you know, it's not, I mean, Yeah, I think I can make it easy if I wanted to be.
Of course
easy,
you
so.
Could. You do everything else you want to do.
Right.
And again, you shouldn't, if he's bringing trouble into your life, you should not hang around with him. You should not give him anything. You should not allow him to be around you, but just don't resent.
Mm-hmm. And then yeah, that's something I'll have to work on.
Which would you prefer? To forgive and go free or be in anger in your inner conflict? And for the rest of your life and be a member of AAA?
To forgive.
So why don't you do it? It's easy. Otherwise, you're stuck with AAA the rest of your life.
Yeah.
AAA. AA, whatever it's called. I call out numbers, right? You start with a program. Yeah. Why don't you want to be free at some point? And how can people in hell help you while they're in hell? Two devils relying on each other.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So which do you prefer, to drop your anger and be free or have to be relying on some program for the rest of your life which never set you free? I don't know what AAA does, but I know that you can't. A person in hell can't help another person in hell. They can only tell you how to be in hell.
Yeah, I'm definitely bringing that up in group tomorrow.
Why not drop your anger, Rochelle, and be free? You can drop your anger right now. And be free for the rest of your life. No conflict, no worries, no stress, no doubts, no loneliness, no fear, no sadness, no happiness. Just free if you drop your anger.
Yep, it looks like I'm going to have to be dropping my anger. Well, I'm not an angry person, just my resentment.
Your resentment is anger. Resentment and anger and evil are all the same. You're evil. Do you see that you're evil?
Yeah.
So then the way to overcome evil is to forgive. Don't hold anything against yourself or anyone. There's never, for any reason, to be angry. Never a reason to be angry. Anyone that has anger is separated from God. and they are evil and cannot be trusted.
Okay. All right, well,
I wish you well.
You too, Jesse. You have a good one.
All right. Bye. 888-7753-773. Super, super, super. Super chat. We don't have the thing that says super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
You didn't want to play it.
Well, it didn't seem like the right time to play it.
Yeah, he'll be running in. You know that.
Okay. Well, then let me do it once more.
Super chat.
Super chats.
He's just right outside the door. Hake has a new shirt.
Hey.
It's so Hake.
That's kind.
You saw that shirt and thought what?
I like that color. And it's 100% cotton.
Oh.
According to the tag.
It's so you.
Thank you, I guess.
And it was Hate's birthday last week, and we forgot to do happy birthday at the fellowship at the end of the fellowship. We'll do it next Sunday. Y'all remind me, we got to sing happy birthday to Hake. Super chat.
Ken last week said, I feel like I live a first-class life every July. American flag emoji.
Happy White History Month. July just feel white. We celebrated 8 years of our 8th anniversary of White History Month. Happy White History Month.
Cafe Mocha Three Coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, just wanted to answer the biblical question of last week. Which is most important to you?
Yeah, which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
At first, I wanted to say I care about both, but it's really all about myself. When I try to treat people a certain way, it's always about the self and how I will feel about it afterwards.
Amazing. Thank you.
Patrick,
we dealt with that yesterday in the fellowship. Amazing. RebuildingAMan.com/church.
Three coffees from Patrick. Amazing. Witnessing the thoughts take me up at first to keep me enchanted, then bring me back down to leave me distraught. The not me is a puppet to the devil. Awareness is the light of God, which allows the real me to catch him in the act. Shout out to Hake. Hake report. La, la, la.
The Hake Report, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Hake Report. And, hey, did you know that thoughts produces thoughts and spirit produces spirit?
What's spirit? yeah, I noticed that thoughts do. When you said that, I'm like, yeah, that's true.
And people always listen to thoughts.
Yeah.
And every decision is wrong.
What a mess.
I know.
Eric, five coffees. Women who have sex out of wedlock are beta females.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll read the rest of these later, guys.
I got to take a break. One more, 2 more hours to go. 2 more. When I come back, straight to the calls. The Hake news, not the fake news, is coming right now. Back in a moment. Amazing shirt. Really nice, Hake. The flowers and everything.
Alpha flower.
Hey. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, RebuildingTheMan.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in the world, and commie nonsense is here to push their nonsense on you over it. All kinds of flooding going on. And over in Gaza, they're saying that people have started dying of malnutrition already. Yikes. Terrible. I don't know how they define that, but it's crazy stuff going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. It's July 21st. Happy White History Month, everybody. 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories in the coming hours. Hang tight, people. JSLeePeterson.com/show for all the ways to watch and or listen to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show live or on podcast afterwards. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports a system-wide ground stop for all Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air flights was issued Sunday night due to an IT, information technology, outage. Wow. Though the cause of the outage was not released, the flights were halted for more than 3 hours. That's inconvenient. In a statement to Commie Nonsense Network CNN, the airline warned further travel disruptions and delays on Monday. Travelers advised to check their flight status before heading to the airport. What a mess. And this summer, Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that the has been defined by a tragic surge in deadly flash floods across the United States. And they say this, they throw this in there, underscoring the escalating volatility of our warming world, so they claim, right? First, there was that devastating Texas floods that occurred on July 4th, 4th of July, killed more than 130 people. The three more people died after flash floods hit Ruidoso, New Mexico, July 8th. Major roads in Chicago suddenly underwater when a 1,000-year rainfall event struck in early July when it comes in waves, the life does, right? Torrential rains and flooding hit portions of North Carolina and Kansas City this month. And despite this chain of events, our greatest President Trump administration recently paused work on a new database designed to provide Americans with updated estimates about their risk of experiencing flash floods. However, after reporting by Commie Nonsense and the far-left extremist off the deep end Washington compost and discussions between NOAA leadership and Commerce Department officials, NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has received permission to move ahead with work on that database. Whatever. And in Gaza, at least 76 children, quote-unquote, probably meaning minors, right, and 10 adults, have reportedly died of malnutrition in Gaza since the conflict with Israel began October 2023. That's what the Palestinian Health Ministry says. According to the World Health Organization, the corrupt, evil UN's corrupt World Health Organization, reportedly corrupt anyway, most of those deaths occurred since Israel imposed a humanitarian aid blockade back in March. Latest casualties reflect a deepening crisis in the enclave. Aid agencies say the amount of food, medical supplies, and fuel reaching Gaza is far too little to sustain that population. Each day, thousands risk their lives to find something to eat. The Office of the Evil UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said nearly 800 Palestinians were killed while trying to access aid between late May and July 7th. Big mess going on over there. And they're kind of contributing to it, honestly, the UN types. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for talks with Russia this week in an effort to reach a ceasefire deal. The dynamics of the negotiations must improve. We need to do everything possible to achieve a ceasefire. The Russian side must stop avoiding decisions regarding prisoner exchanges and the return of children and the cessation of killings, said Zelensky. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Second hour of the show. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question. A doozy. A mamma mia, a hola, a si señor. Come on, tell it, whoa. Nigga, rah, rah. Question. How will you know when you're of truth? How will you know when you're of truth? What an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows if you're not able to just sit and watch it. But you don't have to miss out. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you could be listening to the show, working out, running away from ICE, trying to stop ICE from collecting illegal aliens, whatever. Or you hate your children, so you send them off to public school, you want to go to work so you can feel good. False good, but feel good. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, let it be written, let it be said, let it be done. Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So before I go to the fall, I have a question for Hake and everyone. In the first hour, we were talking about surrogate mothers. And that this one story where in Arcadia, California, this couple had 20 young children in their home. And apparently some of them, if not all, some were produced by surrogate mothers. They had different women doing it, having these children. So I wanted to ask, hey, Hake, what's the difference between trafficking children for money in the, you know they have what they call illegal trafficking? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
And when you sell children like that, you get money for them, right? Trafficking, that what that mean?
Yeah, I guess.
What does trafficking children mean?
It means transporting them to another country, oftentimes, or another place.
For money.
Yeah.
Is it for money?
I guess. Money is often involved, yeah.
So what's the difference between trafficking children for money and women having babies and selling the children for money?
I don't think that there's much difference.
Have you ever thought about that? Because these women they call it surrogate mothers, right? And so they have legalized trafficking children because these women get paid and they hand the children over to the buyer.
It's a weird thing. Because a lot of times women are not, they're waiting too long to have babies.
But they're still selling children.
No. Listen, I already said that. And so they don't, they need a young woman to have a baby for her.
And do they have it free or they sell it?
I think she gets paid.
So is that trafficking? Because you get pregnant, you have this baby, you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that trafficking children legally?
I think it's sort of like that.
What do you mean?
It's weird because a surrogate mother usually, and the baby that's inside of her, even if it's not her genes, because it could be somebody else's fertilized egg that she just carries, I think. And so, but she develops a connection with the baby, and the baby develops a connection with her because it's inside of her.
Right. And she sells it.
Right.
So what is that the same as people who go out and find children on the streets or wherever, and they go sell them to somebody else? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, there's slight differences, but it's...
What? Like what?
Like, for example, she agreed and has, like, this personal connection with the parents, the ones who are going to be the parents.
So...
Or play the parents.
And so that make it right?
I didn't say it makes it right. It just makes it a little bit different.
Is it making less...
I don't know if it's wrong.
So if a parent took their physical child and said, I'm going to sell you... and they go off and sell the children to the buyers. Is that wrong?
It seems wrong.
Well, how is that wrong? But a woman can have a baby and sell it.
Because the baby is already somebody else's.
But the
like
baby
the father
that they
and
sell,
mother.
But
like,
the baby that they sell in the physical is somebody else already.
What?
But the baby that the mother that decides you want to sell her living children, don't those children belong to her?
Right.
And she decided to sell it.
Yeah, but the baby doesn't necessarily belong to the surrogate mothers.
Yes, it does.
Only in the sense that she carried it.
And when she carried it, it's hers.
Sort of, yeah. And oftentimes they do have a problem. They want to, I heard, that sometimes they want to get in touch with that baby again.
Right, because that's her child.
Mm-hmm.
She had it. Some other man made it, but she still had it.
And if some other woman made it, mother. Too. Sometimes some other woman made it, too.
Right, whatever. But yeah. Isn't that the same as selling children?
Yeah, it's sort of like adoption. More like
no,
adoption,
not.
Jesse.
And not like
a little bit.
Uh-uh.
Same thing.
How?
Because it's somebody else's kid that you're taking now.
But you deliberately get pregnant so you can sell the child.
Right.
Okay. That's different than adoption.
Mm-mm. It's basically it is what it is.
Okay. I just want to know why is selling children, getting pregnant and selling the kids any different than somebody already have children and selling them?
I don't think it's ideal at all.
Right. It's the same. But the people decide, well, one is legal, but they're both the same. And so they decide, you know, I know you can't afford these children that you have, so you want to sell them, you can. We'll make it legal. Same thing they did with the surrogate mother.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah. It feels like emotional woman's idea.
And then men who decide to sell their sperm, because there are a lot of men who sell their sperm, they make buku money. They're still child selling.
Right. I hadn't thought about that. I forgot all about that.
I personally know men who have sold so many sperms, it's not even funny.
That's crazy.
They got kids everywhere.
Yeah.
But they made money, so they sold the kids.
It's not right.
So, but why is that legal? But a person that want to sell their live kids that are already there, why would that be wrong if other people can do it?
Because you're bringing them over for some other purpose. Because trafficking of children is usually to get into the country. Lately, it seems like because we let our borders agents, except for under Trump, let the people in if there's a family unit, meaning an adult and a child.
Selling children is either right or wrong. That's just because these women are having these babies to make a buku money. The men who are selling the sperm to make these babies, to sell these babies, making buku money. And the people who are buying the children can afford it. They're making money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking out loud. I could be wrong.
I think there's instances where it's all right. Because adoption can be a racket as well, or it can be fairly innocent.
Absolutely. Is it all right sometime then to sell your kids if you have a bunch of kids at home?
Maybe.
And you don't feel like raising them anymore or you need some money? Is it all right sometime to sell them?
Yeah. That's what Israel's children did it to to his favorite kid.
Who?
Jacob. Israel.
Who?
In the Bible.
Uh-oh. Where's Jacob now?
In heaven, I guess. But that's how the Israelites went into Egypt.
That how they went in?
Mm-hmm.
By selling a child?
Yeah, the brothers kidnapped him and hit him in a pit, and they were going to kill him. And they're like, we can't kill him. Let's sell him into slavery. So he went into Egypt.
And sold him.
And then it was like a problem, and they went and saw him, and then they stayed in Egypt, according to the report.
Are you mad at the Jews for killing Jesus?
No. That one never made sense. The first time I ever heard it was a black basketball player. I was a kid reading the newspaper, and this black basketball player is all mad because the Jews killed Jesus. Doesn't even make sense.
And Jesus is not even dead.
Right.
Jesus lives. I
was a kid and I understood that.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yep.
The Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check them out. Hake Report. Angie is a first-time caller out of Arizona. Angie, happy White History Month and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Angie.
Hello.
Hey, and happy White History Month.
Oh, thank you. So I was calling because my mom and my stepfather asked me to. I had never heard the show before. I'm really just was kind of following their lead with this. So I don't really know what to talk about. They just wanted me to call you.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
So you're 35, your mother and your stepfather told you to call the show. You've never heard. You have no idea why. If they tell you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off?
It was fun.
What?
If it was fun, I would.
You would jump off the bridge if it was fun?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sign me up on some bungees. I love adventure.
Amazing. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye. That was fun. Brenda is out of Maine. Brenda, you're on the air. Hey, Brenda?
Yes, can you hear me?
Brenda?
I can't hear you that well. You're not very loud.
You can't hear me?
Well, you're not that loud. I can't put my speakerphone on.
No. Let me see what it sounds like with it.
Okay. How about now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a lot better. I mean, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, now we've got that figured out.
Is that a problem today?
Well, it just, I don't know. Maybe I need a new phone. What? But maybe I need a new phone.
I hear feedback on your phone, Brenda.
Oh, you do? All right, I'll put it. All right, how about now?
Yes.
I can't hear you that well, but I'll try.
Okay, let's go for it. I can hear you.
Maybe if I shut my TV off, will that help?
Hold on, Brenda. Don't hang up. I'm going to have Derek work with you on that. Do not hang up. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Jesse, I want to, while we're trying to work out the phone situation, I want to show you, speaking of hell on earth, and hell is right here on earth, and is operated through human beings. Human nature is evil. I don't care if it's your parents, your brother, your sisters, your husband, your wife, your children. All must be born again, right? And anyone that has resentment, anger, is evil and cannot and should not be trusted. I want to play this for you, show you what evil can make a person or influence a person to do. And evil tends to come through the woman. And men have it too, but it came from the mother. Here's a video of a mother cooking a massive breakfast for her 600-pound teenage son. Watch this from X.
Okay, baby.
Good morning.
How did you sleep?
Okay.
You're okay with the sausage and the the bacon?
Mm-hmm.
How many waffles are you going to want?
Four.
Four? Okay. Okay, go ahead and get a syrup. Get your fork. How about some donut?
Mm-hmm.
Some bear claw?
No.
How about apple fritter?
No.
No? Okay, you want extra butter?
Sure.
Okay, honey. I got some cinnamon rolls for you, okay? You gonna want milk?
Okay.
You wanna put the butter yourself or you want me to do it?
You can do it.
I know I've spoiled him, but he is a special kid, so it's hard not to. Here you go, baby. You want me to pour the syrup for you?
I got it.
Okay.
Amazing. You have a pig serving a pig. Why would she make a video of that, I wonder? Isn't that amazing? And the mother went on to say, oh, I worry about my son. Watch this from X.
Did I put enough butter on your waffles?
Mm-hmm.
I should have made you French toast. Would you have liked that better?
No, it'll be fun.
Tomorrow? How many do you want?
Four.
Are you going to want me to put the powdered sugar too on top of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, Mom worries about you all the time.
Uh-huh.
So talk to me. I don't want to hear,
I know my mom does worry about me. It's because I can't really do anything on my own anymore. So I get depressed because I'm not really doing anything. I'm just like staying in the house. I just stay home and eat. This really is my life. I don't really know anything else.
Amazing. Now you see why women need the fathers there, the mother need the father there to guide them in how to raise children. You see that now? God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. Guys, the lady can't do it by herself. It's not in her. She needs the light of the man. Unless she had taken responsibility for herself and returned to the Father, worked on herself and returned to the Father. This woman is getting a thrill from doing this to this boy. It's all about a thrill. She feels good doing that to him. And she's looking out for him. Evil. Pure evil. Is Brenda ready, you think, Derek? Hey, Brenda?
Yeah, hey. Hey, Jesse.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Jesse, I was just wondering, since I'm from Maine, you're not going to hold it against me and hang up on me, are you? We need a new governor, so you think maybe you could come up here and run?
And who is the governor of there now?
Mills. Haven't you been following her?
Who?
Governor Mills.
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh, Jesse, come on. We're going through hell with her.
And what's going on with her?
Well, she wants to keep men and women sports. And
oh, I see. Why don't y'all vote her out?
Well, she's got 2 more years and then she'll be out.
Oh, okay.
But I think 2 or 3, but she can still. But no, she's the one that, when all the governors went to the White House and she told Trump that she was going to see him in court, remember? And he goes, I'll see you in court. Remember?
Brenda, your phone is still, I can't understand, your phone still messed up.
I'll call you back another time.
Okay, because it's really bad connection. 888-775-3773. So somebody call the show. Angie, call the show because her parents called her to call and no question, no nothing. What the? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mike, our first time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Mike.
Recently, just discovered your channel on YouTube, and I am now possibly one of your number one fans.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. You are amazing. When are you going to run for president, man?
Probably never, but I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Happy White History Month, Mike.
Yes, sir. That's right. And you are right on several things. I'm a number one fan.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
Hadn't seen this on your YouTube channel. Somebody may have asked this question. How do you go about telling somebody, I don't care what color they are, to pull a pants up when you're in the line at the grocery store or the dollar store? How do you go about telling people to pull their pants up? You don't want to see their underwear. They plumb down past the butt cheek. What do you tell these people, man?
You tell them nothing. Just let them suffer in their own hell. And don't you be bothered by it at all, because human beings have the right to be wrong. And if that's the way they want to present themselves, just don't be angry and let them walk around that way if they want to.
Don't be angry.
Right.
Man, you have really enjoyed your talk show. I wanted to give you a shout out and tell you I appreciate what you're doing. And I enjoy watching your show on YouTube. Thank you so much. I won't hold you. You've got a lot of people to talk to, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike, and I absolutely appreciate that. Thank you very much, and happy White History Month. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Is this Rachel? Huh? Is that Rachel? Rachel, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Rachel, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Rachel.
So I had super chatted a while back that I was forgiving my parents, and you said to let you know how it goes.
Okay.
It was fine. Like, I thought they weren't picking up what I was putting down. And then I looked up, and my mom's mouth was all thin-lipped and anger in her eyes. They got it. But the reason why I was calling was because I had a prayer that was, I have always wanted kids, and I'm kind of an older woman now. And so I would pray. There was a lady in the Old Testament named Hannah that would go into the temple and pray that if she could have a child, that she would give it back to God. And, you know, she'd go in and weep and cry and carry on. And so I would pray Hannah's prayer, because God did give her a child, and he ended up being a like a priest. So anyway, I would pray Hannah's prayer. And when I started doing the silent prayer, you know, I would still do my, you know, like the hooping and hollering and all that. And I would keep praying this prayer. And I realized after a while it was like causing me agony. Like the silent prayer, I could just be still and I'd have the best sleep of my life and I didn't have any problem. And then I would start to pray Hannah's prayer, like, God, please give me a child and I'll give him back to you. And the pain was just so intense and it was just a stabbing. And I realized like that prayer is not from God. That prayer was just another sneaky thought that was finding a way to attack me. And that's been the last time that I've prayed a prayer like that. It's been really freeing, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Did Hannah get a baby back when she had it?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Samuel that trained the baby or Samuel was the baby, but it ended up being a priest. But
oh, I see.
Yeah, she had the baby, and she gave him back to God as in being a priest. But
and how old are you now?
I'm 50.
And why are you praying for a baby?
This was probably a year ago.
Why were you praying for one then?
I wanted a baby. I'd always wanted a family, and I just couldn't have them. But I was in the fallen state.
Why did you want one?
I don't know. I just wanted one, but it's not that important to me anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
It kind of is what it is, and I know that there's, you know, a plan. You know, I just kind of am. I just do what I do now, and it's so freeing not to focus on my gut and my feelings and I want this, I want that, rah, rah, rah.
When you say you're not able to have children?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you married?
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How your husband feel that you cannot have children?
He didn't want them. He kind of had a hard upbringing with his mom. You know, his mom always told him not to have kids, and she's like, if they were misbehaving or whatever, she'd tell him not to have kids. So he ended up having a vasectomy at kind of a young age.
And so why did you marry a man that could not make babies?
I don't know. We were both in a fallen state at the time.
That's true.
Just kind of didn't know any better.
But when you got married, did you know, before you married, did you know you wanted children?
Yes, and it's that old thing, like, you think you can convince them, you think they can change, you never know what'll happen, like, maybe I can adopt, or, you know.
So, you married a man knowing that he didn't want children, he had a vasectomy and couldn't make children, but you want a kid, and you married a man that couldn't make kids.
Yes. Oh. Oh, God, please let me have kids. Please let me have a baby, but I'm not going to marry a guy that can give me babies.
And so, and you were married. You married a man that couldn't make. Who did you play? If God had allowed you to make baby, how were you going to make him? Your husband couldn't have
him. I don't know. Just like being married. Like, God, give me a baby. I didn't know, like, there could be adoption or,
what?
You know.
Can you hold
adopt them? Sure, I can.
Hold on, Rachel. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. I want your
White History.
I want your White History moment. Someone that you had an impact on America for the good, and he was white. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, excuse me. From 11 to 1. Energy given to him by God. Just energy all over the place. When he goes out into the world, he lights up the world in the same way that the Great White Hope does. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And if you notice, if you haven't already noticed, he's grown his hair like really long now. And he looked Jewish. He could literally walk down Pico on Saturday when the Jews can't drive. Jews don't drive on Saturday. Apparently. And he would look like one of them. He would fit right in.
No, I do. I'm walking down Pico and they're like this. They're like bowing head on. I should be responding in some language. I should learn some.
It's Shalom.
What am I supposed to say?
I think Shalom.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Oh.
Just start praying.
The American Anchor, baby. At 11 to 1. And he's still a Mexican. Are you Mexican? You're not Mexican, right?
Basically.
Oh, you're Mexican.
Hispanic.
Oh, you're
Colombian
Hispanic.
Genetics.
What?
Whatever that is.
Is it less Mexican or Hispanic?
Mexican.
Unless it's Hispanic?
Mm-hmm.
And not Mexican?
No, she's Mexican.
But not Hispanic.
I think that's the same thing.
Oh.
Like you could be Hispanic and Mexican.
At the same time?
Yeah, like Hispanic means all these different Spanish cultures.
Like one day you're Hispanic, one day you're Mexican.
No, it's more like It's more like Mexican, South America, Colombia, and all these different countries are all Hispanic.
What a mess! Anyway, the American Anchor baby. Listen, we have a fundraiser drive going there. Check it out on our website at rebuildingdemand.com. We got to raise $50,000. We have a chalice grant. So I want to encourage you, or ask you to help me meet that chalice grant. We got to get it up to at least $50,000 more, and someone will donate they will give up to $50,000 to help us to help others. So help us to get there, all right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com. We have a fundraiser driver going on there, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And we're going to put the sign up there in a minute. 800-411-2663. 2663. We have a fundraiser drive going there, and we have a challenge grant. They will give up to $50,000 if we can raise that. So help me, and I appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Rachel, a first-time caller. And so Rachel wanted to have children, and she married a man who couldn't have children. He made sure he couldn't by having a vasectomy. And then she started praying like Ananias, like Sarah prayed. Was it Sarah who?
Hannah.
She prayed to God like Hannah prayed, God, please give me a baby. But she married a man that couldn't make babies.
But then he goes, oh, and, God, please.
And she knew beforehand he couldn't make babies. And she still married him. And then she prayed to God before she go over to Egypt. She wanted to have a baby. Hannah. Were you serious or were you playing with God?
Oh, no, I was serious. But, you know, I wasn't thinking. It seems like it was a completely different person. You know, I don't even know. Yeah, it's like watching a movie now, looking back, I'm like, oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you obey your husband?
So if you asked me a couple months ago, I would say yes, you know, and you'd be like, do you obey your husband? You'd ask me again. But I asked him, do I obey you? And he just laughed. So now I don't know.
You don't know if you obey him or not?
I think I do. And I didn't bug him about it. You know, I don't like to be a harpy or anything. But a couple weeks later, I asked him, do I disobey you? And he said, no, not really. So I think I obey my husband. But just the fact that he laughed when I asked him if I obeyed him made me doubt.
Did he know you were praying to God for a baby?
I eventually told him, after I realized it was wrong what I was doing.
And what did you say?
Not much of anything, like stuff like that kind of is uncomfortable, I guess, sometimes to talk about. But he, you know, he knows he was in a fallen state as well and had made bad choices. And now, you know, it's, if we can go back, he could change it, but you know, we're not trying to live in the past anymore. So
have you accepted the idea that you're not going to have children?
Yes.
And you have peace?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And so you went and forgave your parents. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, morning and night.
Right on. Well, you stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse.
One last question. When a man has a vasectomy, can it be reversed?
Yes.
And he refused to do that too?
We didn't really talk about it. Like by the time he was open to having kids, I had moved past it, so.
Oh, okay. There's no reason to get married if you're not going to have children.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Well, Sarah, Rachel, you stay with it. Stay with the prayer. Practice staying present, and anything is possible, all right?
Yes, thank you. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month to you. I appreciate it.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye now. 888-77-53773. Let me go to Maryland and talk to Antoinette. Antoinette, happy White History Month.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
How you doing?
All is well.
I called to talk about Alcoholics Anonymous.
Happy White History Month.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't do Happy White History Month. I do Happy America History Month.
And
how about that?
Why not?
You had a caller who called in, and he was talking about how It should be America History Month, because white history is divisive. Black history is divisive. All of those other things are just so divisive. So I ascribe to what he said. I like Happy America.
And when do we celebrate Happy America Month?
We celebrate that every day.
How do we do
every
that?
Every day, because every day God can use you to make history, whether you're black or white or whatever in this country. So it's the greatest country in the world. I absolutely agree with that. But I don't like the white history thing.
How do we celebrate white history every day?
You live your life. You just live your life, whether you're black or white or whatever. You just live your life as a person, as an American.
I know, but you said that.
And you appreciate the things white people do, and you appreciate the things other people do.
Antoinette.
Hello.
You said that we celebrate American history every day, right?
Yeah.
And how do we do that?
I just told you how.
I haven't seen us celebrate American history every day.
You haven't seen an American flag blowing off somebody's porch. You haven't seen children saying the Pledge of Allegiance or things like that. You haven't heard somebody at a ballpark singing Star Spangled Banner. That's a celebration of American history.
And it's a celebration of
white history, because a white man wrote the song.
And you hear that every day?
Well, you can if you flip through the channels of a television, or you pull up a YouTube video, you can find it if you look for it.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Antoinette. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, I went through that program.
I looked into the
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Because I had a drinking problem at one point in my life, and so I went there. And I looked up the history of the program before I even got into it. It was started by two men. And the interesting thing was, one was from New York, one was from Akron, Ohio. One was very religious and one was very liberal. And what happened was, the one who was very religious did the program like a Christian program. It started out as a Christian program. So a lot of the things that you were saying to that other caller were absolutely true. The program, it's a 12-step program. The first thing they want you to do in that program, you admit that you're helpless, then you start working on your anger, because the book tells you, there's a book, the Alcoholics Anonymous book, it says resentment is the number one offender. We drink because we have so much anger inside of us that we use alcohol to kill it. To deal with it, okay? So in the program, the 12-step program, not the just going to meetings, because a lot of people now do that. They just go to meetings. You work through all of that. And the purpose of that is to get yourself spiritually connected to God. So you're not depending on people at meetings. You're not depending on, that kind of thing, which is exactly what you said to her. You're depending on your relationship with God to give you the strength to not pick up a drink. And it's very much like what you talk about. It's getting rid of the anger. And that's what I went through. I had to go through getting rid of all the anger towards my mother, my father, situations in life, all of that. I had to walk through it. I got a sponsor, which was what they tell you to do. And we worked through the program. And I got back my relationship with God, got back to the Father, which is what you talk about. And I had to forgive my mother and my father and all of that, which is what you talk about. And then I got back my relationship with God. And then I didn't need the program so much. You're not supposed to become dependent upon the program. The program is supposed to lead you to a dependency on God.
So now you don't use the program anymore?
I haven't been to a meeting in probably 2 or 3 years.
And you have,
I got when I
you have no more
I'm sorry,
anger?
Go ahead. No. Listen, I don't have anger to the point where it controls my life. You know, so I pray and I read the Bible and stuff like that, but sometimes it shows up and I ask the Holy Spirit to help me remove it. You know?
And so do you still have anger?
Yeah, I still have anger.
And so why haven't you dropped your anger?
You know what, Jesse? This whole thing that you talk about dropping the anger, that has not worked for me. I don't pray every day. I'm not one of those devout people who prays every day. I go in and out of it, but I am very much aware of anger. I listen to your show. I've been listening to your show for about 7 years now. So I'm aware of when you talk about anger, anger, anger. I don't do the silent prayer. I don't do those things that you prescribe to help you drop the anger.
So why not?
But I am aware of it. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't get angry every day.
But why
but I'm
not
aware
drop
when
it?
Anger, because I don't
anger,
believe
anyone that has anger is evil. Why not drop
but that's what
it
you
so,
say.
Why not
because
drop
that's
it
what
so,
you say.
Why not drop but the anger so why not drop the anger so your nature can change from evil to good?
Because I think that's what you say, and I just don't believe that.
Oh, you don't believe that anyone who has resentment or anger is evil?
No, I don't.
Well, God
I think
said
that
you
can
are.
Still, I think, well, I don't know if God said it the way that you say it.
He said anyone that has anger is evil, and you cannot trust
him. Yeah, no,
anger.
I don't know if he said it that way. He also said, be angry, but don't sin. You know,
after
don't
that,
let the sun go down
that,
on your wrath.
After that,
he's had some other things
that,
to say about anger.
After that.
Yeah. Yes.
He said that anyone that has anger is a murderer. And you cannot.
Well,
I
know what Bert is talking about. That's not exactly what he said.
After that.
Yes.
He said that anyone that has anger is a murderer, and you cannot trust an angry person.
No, that's what you said, Justin.
No, that's what God said.
That's not what's in the Bible.
It
just because you say God say it doesn't mean that
it's in the Bible.
You know that. You know that.
Internet.
And it may be in the Bible, but it's not exactly the way that you said it.
Internet. It's in the Bible that anyone that has anger is a murderer, and you cannot trust an angry person.
That's not exactly the way it's said.
How does it say it exactly?
It's just not said that way.
How does it say it?
That's
then?
The way that you interpreted it.
Antoinette, how does it say it?
I can't really tell you that, but I know
then
it's
how
not
do you
said
know
like
that's
that.
Not how it is said?
Because I know it's not said like that, Jesse.
And does he say that anyone that has anger is a murderer?
I don't have the scripture right in front of me right now.
But so does it say, have you ever read where it says anyone that has anger is a murderer?
I have not read that, no.
You've never
I
read that?
I know there's
that.
A scripture. I think it's like Matthew 5:13 or something like that.
So you've never but read that?
I don't think it's exactly the way that you put it.
And so you have never read that?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I actually read the Bible.
Oh, how quickly we forget.
No, it's not that I forget, but it's
how
just I don't remember reading it like that.
How
I've
you
read
ever,
that. I have read that, but I haven't read it. I haven't read it in a while.
How will you ever get to know God or be one with God when you have the nature of evil?
Oh, God. All right, so anyway, so you're a hot mess. What a mess.
What
you are
mess.
A mess. I am serious. Listen, I called
how
about Alcoholics
you,
Anonymous.
How will you ever get to
and,
know?
And I'm going to go with that. And, you know, this whole thing, you are something else.
Internet, how will you ever get
I have
to,
anger. I have anger, and I guess I'm just evil.
So, yeah, you are. How
and I'm not worried about, and I don't worry about how I'm going to get to stuff. I don't ask myself questions like that. I just go day to day.
How will you ever
one day
get
at a
to
time.
Be, how will you ever,
I don't know.
How will you ever return to the Father when you accept evil as good?
I didn't accept evil as good. You said that.
So why don't you drop your anger then?
But you said that. I didn't say that I accept evil as good.
So why don't you drop your anger then?
I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
You got to forgive.
I have forgiven.
Who?
I have forgiven my mother. I have forgiven my father. I have forgiven everyone that you say should be forgiven.
And so why are you still angry then?
You tell me. I followed your prescription. I followed God's prescription, and I'm still angry. But I don't think I'm angry. I think that I have situational anger where something happens, and I feel that emotion, and then I say, okay, you're feeling angry, get rid of it, and then I drop it. So
Why don't you do the silent prayer?
I don't consider myself an angry person because of that.
I think that you
put too much emphasis on it, and you make people feel guilty for having a normal emotion appropriate time.
You think that anger is a normal emotion?
I think that emotions are a part of the fall. I think they're a part of being in a fallen state, and I think that we need the Holy Spirit to help us control those emotions.
Holy Spirit, help me
not to be angry.
Do you think
that anger is
a normal emotion?
I think that I think that emotions are a part of the fall.
Do you think that
anger? And I think that we need the Holy Spirit to teach us how to deal with emotions.
Antoinette, you said that.
And I think anger is one of those emotions. I don't ascribe to what you believe.
Antoinette.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen to this man.
Did you say that you believe that anger is a normal emotion?
I did say that.
What's normal about anger?
Lord, here we go.
Antoinette.
Most human beings have anger.
What's normal about it?
And
what's normal about it?
So it has been normalized.
What's normal
as an emotion
about it, Antoinette?
That people feel
Antoinette,
on a daily basis. Thank you. Love you, Jesse. Bye.
And I love you, too. Amazing. Anger is not a normal emotion, folks. Anger is pure evil. And there's nothing normal about being evil. Unless you accept evil as normal. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Anthony on Cash App says Kay Bass has a Latino background. Kamala Harris copy. Says Anthony.
That's Kara Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing. The mirror. I saw a short news item, and so I may not be quoting it right. That woman, the so-called mayor, what a mess, of California, Los Angeles, was asked, had Trump done good? They were talking about Trump, and she hates Trump. And so they asked her something like, had Trump done anything that's good? And she couldn't think of anything bad. So they're like, Joe Biden and Obama letting everybody and their mama into the country, something like that. I don't remember word for word. And they asked Bass, was that a good thing? Instead of answering that, she said something like, I don't know if that was a good thing or not.
Typical communist.
She black. What a mess.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Anthony says, I wish you well. The world can only offer temporary things, he says.
Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, and again on Cash App. Doctor, I keep hearing a beeping noise in my house. Larry says, much love, Uncle Ruckus.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Very nice. Glocko Pop, where is Jesse Church at? Pico and La Cienega.
And then West LA area. It's on the website, rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing.
Base Nation, very generous on Rumble yesterday during church. Here's a secret. ...
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. One more hour to go. Let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming now, and I'll be back in a moment. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingaman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Russia and Ukraine still going at it. There was a crazy crash on purpose, it looked like, in L.A. And the crowd beat up the guy because he got kicked out of a club. And then they shot him, too. Somebody shot him. And that person who shot him, allegedly, is at large. And this guy is arrested and in trouble. And there's a lot of people in critical condition. Don't know if anybody's died at this time. And our greatest president is talking about the Washington Redskins, not the Washington Commanders. What a mess. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, July 21st, 2025 AD. Happy White History Month to all. Very nice. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, JLP will be right back to your calls. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, not fake news. Okay? After the JLP show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. Very cool. Nice. And make sure you do podcast church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Excellent church service, as always. The Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, I was telling you about Zelensky saying we need peace and Russia needs to do this and that. The Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, responded to Zelensky saying Russia was ready to move quickly, and that's a quote, on achieving a peace deal with the Ukraine, but its main goal was to achieve its objectives. The latest round of talks in Istanbul, not Constantinople, ended in early June. So it's been over like a month or going on like 2 months that they haven't talked, I guess. Russia and Ukrainian delegates meeting for barely over an hour before calling it quits. I like that stubbornness of those Asiatic peoples. Since then, Russia has launched a wave of deadly missile and drone strikes at the Ukraine. Russia may also be days or weeks from starting a heightened summer offensive, perhaps using the 160,000 troops that Ukrainian officials have said are amassing near their front lines. So let's hope that our greatest president can get a deal to stop them killing one another. It's not right. It doesn't seem anyway. Anyway, that in L.A., meanwhile, a man, so-called man, who was reportedly kicked out of a nightclub early Saturday, you know, Friday night into Saturday morning, he's accused of intentionally driving into a crowd who had gathered outside for valet services, food stands, and entry into that hot spot. The crash at the Vermont Hollywood. The Vermont Hollywood. Fancy kind of looking sort of a joint, I guess, somewhat. Left at least 36 people injured, 7 in critical condition. The driver identified as Fernando Ramirez. Fernando Ramirez, age 29, dragged out of his vehicle by bystanders, beaten, and shot in the back. Ramirez, Fernando, was transported to the hospital for surgery, arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, right, with his car. The man believed to have shot Fernando Ramirez remains at large. Karen Bass, the so-called mayor of L.A., you know, that black female we were just talking about her, she called the incident a heartbreaking tragedy and praised the swift response of more than 100 police and fire personnel. Terrible, huh? President Donald J. Trump threatening to restrict a stadium deal in Washington, D.C., unless the so-called Washington Commanders change their name back to the Redskins. The football team dropped the old Redskins name in 2020 after decades of criticism from busybody American Indian groups. They call themselves Native American. But Sunday, Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change their name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal with them to build a stadium in Washington, D.C., that is. In April, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, remember that black female? She announced plans to build a new stadium on federal land, blah, 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 blah. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. And it's the second hour, the third hour already. What the? And it is Monday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Amazing. Brand new biblical question for this week. And it is a como te levo question. It's so amazing. It is mind-blowing. For those who want to work on themselves, how would you know when you're of truth? How will you know when you're of truth? You're of truth. That question is so deep, it makes you want to holler, throw up both your hands. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, we are heard Monday through Friday by everybody and they mama. And if you're black, everybody they mama. If you're white, everybody their mama. We are heard around the world. And so it's different time zones, so some people can't catch it or listen live or whatever. And they were like, oh, I wish I could hear. You can now. On your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, of course, but you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And though we take all calls, Mondays is and it will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Happy White History Month. July is white history, and July just feels white. We're celebrating our eighth year of White History Month. And so we've been getting a lot of White History Month moments and the white men who founded and created the greatest country on this side of heaven with the help of God. And so amazing celebration this year. I've said that our battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. And this is hell on earth working through human beings. And anyone, it doesn't matter. You can justify anger until the cows come home. Or resentment, anger and resentment is the same. Anyone who has anger is evil. And anyone, it doesn't matter how much you read the Bible, pray to the Lord, go to church, whatever, teach the Bible class or Bible study or teach Bible college, you are separated from God when you have anger. And just because you read about him and know about him, knowing about God, reading about God, doesn't make you know God. Amazing, huh? I want to give you a quick example of hell on, more example of hell on earth operating through angry people. It was interesting that the young lady called now, and she believed that anger is a normal emotion. You know you got to be out of your mind. Look how violent people are who are angry. Look what they do to their children and to themselves and to others. Why would you call that normal? And then you say, well, one is extreme. Anger is evil, and evil is extreme in all cases. KTLA 5 is reporting that an explosion in East Los Angeles Friday morning killed three Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputies who were moving undesignated orange watches from a ABC.
Three deputies killed in what at this moment appears to be an accident as they were moving explosives. And it happened in the facility that you see behind me. This is what houses the Special Enforcement Bureau as well as the bomb squad. The powerful explosion rocked buildings at the Biscaylu Center Training Academy. It happened around 7:30 this morning. And from the air, you can see the horrific scene. Two of the bodies covered near a bomb squad truck. It appears the deputies were handling some kind of explosives when there was a blast.
This is, unfortunately, the largest loss of life for us as the L.A. County Sheriff's Department since 1857.
ABC News has learned the explosive had been brought in from what appeared to be a routine call and was believed to have been inert when it exploded.
Tonight, we have learned their names. The LASD tells us they were Joshua Kelly Eklund, beginning on the left, Victor Lemus in the middle, and William Osborne. They served 19, 22, and 33 years, respectively, with the department. All were assigned to the Special Enforcement Bureau's Arson Explosives Detail.
Amazing, huh? Hell on earth, working through human beings. According to this report, they found this in a garage there in Santa Monica, at a Santa Monica apartment complex. Watch it from Fox 11.
And then the other part of this story, it is unfolding over in Santa Monica at this apartment complex. Lincoln and Day, federal agents, all type of investigators there all day long. As the story goes, and some video and some pictures exclusive to Fox 11 News showing some of the ordnance that appear to be grenades that were collected there by the bomb squad members yesterday when they were called out to that area. They were apparently found in a storage area in a garage section as they were renovating that area. So that ordnance collected there, brought over to the training center, and then as the deputies were working on that ordnance to try to render it inactive or harmless, that's when the explosion happened.
Amazing, huh? So I'm wondering, and they haven't said it yet, why would someone have that type of explosion in a garage in an apartment building? I'm wondering, and again, I'm just wondering, was it already set up for the cops to come again and this happened? Just wondering. I don't know. But this is hell on earth. And anyone, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your whomever, or you, you're never going to know God. You're going to always have unhappiness. You will never have perfect peace as long as you're angry. And you, when you're hurting others, you're hurting yourself. What you do to others, you're doing it to you. You're burning on the inside while you try to burn others. And here's a perfect example of that. Here's a clip of a white female and a Native American. That means like an Indian, I think. Native American means Indian, right, Nick?
Correct.
Okay, a Native American, Indian male arguing after vehicle incident in the middle of the street. Watch this from Instagram.
She told me to go back to where I came from.
Your driving habit.
Do you see that?
Because we don't drive in Oregon. We're f***ing kind and we make space. And as someone who's from here as well, I'm so tired of people driving like you just did.
All right, get out of my face.
Admit you're f***ing wrong and that it's not a race thing. Admit that you're driving.
Admit
like
you're
an
white.
Asshole.
Admit you have a colonizer
it is
mindset.
It's not about race. If you want things to change, when you
f*** up, so it's on me.
Do
so it's
not
on me.
Call the race card. You
do not call the. Shut up. And don't even get in her face. Do not get in her face.
You're taking out
do
your
not.
Pain and oppression on me right now. Stay out of it. We are, and it's important. It's f***ing important. Give it a moment. If you want anything to change.
If you want. Shut up. It's not on me to change. It's on you and your colonizer mindset. So get the f*** out of my face. You white lady.
I'm as angry as you are.
I can get out of my face.
And
you
away.
F***ing colonizer.
You know there's work to
you
be.
Here, it's not on me, it's on you
now.
And your people. I'm from Warm Springs Red, where she and her white colonizer mindset put me in.
You pulled in front of my car in my lane.
Yeah. Just you get around the car.
What love got to do with it, right? Think about that. Two adults, industry arguing over nothing. Two devils. What's a colonizer?
Those people that made the world great.
What do
you mean? Because they went around and, like, took over a bunch of places in the world, the British and white people in general.
I'm lost.
You're asking what a colonizer is. Someone right. who goes and colonizes another nation that wasn't theirs originally.
But this
so
nation
they, like, take it over.
This nation didn't belong to anyone before the white man got here.
But that's what they're saying. That's what this person is saying.
Oh, they're saying it did not belong to anyone?
They're saying it belonged to somebody else.
Who did it belong to?
The Indians.
The Indians didn't own anything.
Right. They fought with each other, even.
Right. They were just living in the woods smoking pot, better known as peyote.
But that's what they're saying, right? Like, even if you disagree on the details, that's what they're referring. They're referring to white people that when they went around and set up civilization around the world.
Well, they need to know about white history, Mark.
Yeah.
Because that's not true. What? I wonder what he meant by calling you white colonizer, whatever. And he's mad about that. What does that have
you're
to do with him?
You're a white colonizer. You pulled in front of my lane, sir. That's like, are we having the same conversation?
And why can whatever happened to okay car incident? Here are my license, my insurance paper. I'm sorry. We'll take care of this. Why you got to argue and fight like that? Anyone that has anger is separated from God and is evil. And this is what you get. Hell on Earth, 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Claudio, I believe. Claudio. Claudio, you're on the air and happy White History Month.
Yo, Jesse, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was just, I'm just going to make it pretty quick right here. Just ask a quick question. What about July to you, like, just feels white?
This summertime, vacation time. Reflection time on how great the country is and the white man who made it possible with the help of God. Fourth of July, reflection, relaxation, and appreciation. The birthday, all kind of good stuff.
Amen. Yeah. And
that makes sense.
Thanking God for it. Yeah.
That right makes,
you think we're doing better now?
Better now than what?
Than we were in the last 4 years?
Yeah. Did you hear the good news? There are thousands of jobs available now for plumbing, building, and all kinds of stuff that you can do now the way they used to do it in the good old days, and you can work those jobs and eventually start your own business. Jobs are everywhere now, whereas we didn't have it before. The border is shut down, locked down, and the president is deported illegal. It's definitely...
They're deporting themselves, too.
It's definitely better now than it has been in a long time.
The law's been there for a long time. We're enforcing them, and it's good. They can come back legally if they want to, if they can go through the process, and everything's been good. It's been a good month. It's not even his first year.
I know. Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. It's amazing. Well, yep. Thank you, Kaladio, and happy White History Month.
All right. God bless you.
You
Jesus,
too, buddy.
In Jesus' name. All right.
Right on. Amazing. Great. There's a line open. You want to jump in there. 888-7753-773. Brady is out of Arizona. Brady, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. I wanted to say all baby makers matter.
Okay.
One thing I was wondering, too, you were talking about the women of today, and I kind of been confused. I got some people that are supposedly women. I'll give you their names. I want your opinion on them.
But I don't want their names.
Bridget Macron.
I don't want their names. But just tell me what you want to say, okay?
How do you feel about their hiding their peckers in their pants?
888-7... I let them go. 888-77-JESSE. Alex out of Canada. Alex, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Alex.
I want to answer the biblical question.
How will you know when you're of truth?
You know because you can't even remember how the not you was.
You would know when you don't remember how the not you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And
when you get rid of anger?
I'm sorry?
Well, when you get rid of anger, you stop living in the past. That way, you will stop remembering things from the feeling of the ego.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
when you stop remembering. Yeah, when you stop remembering the feeling of the ego, you won't even reflect and know like how it used to be. You would just be now.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. I want to have my little input, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for that.
I got a comment as well.
Okay.
Regarding crying and lying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Facts. But I realized that crying is not just tears. It's complaining, whining, wanting for things, being angry when you don't get things. I see this in people that are not overcoming. And when they're complaining about their job, about the country, whining about how things are blah, blah, blah. It's almost like they're crying, but there are no tears are coming out.
That's a very good point. They cry in their imagination. And even and this, when she's crying thing applies to men and women. When men are crying, they're lying as well.
Well, if you have anger, you have emotions, that means you're a woman. So when she's crying, she's lying.
Amazing. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Okay. Peace out.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Mitchell, our first-time call out of North Carolina. Mitchell, you're on the air, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse. How are you?
Amazing.
I was just calling in to say thank you to you and your listeners. When it comes to family and family court, I have made the decision to let go of my attorney. I've made the decision to drop my child custody case for my three-year-old son and to be at peace and live in a godly manner and let mom have control in all aspects to bring peace for my children. So I was calling to say thank you.
How many children do you have?
I have two children, one from a previous marriage. She is 15, and she was living with us for the past 10 years. I got remarried while I was still active duty at Fort Bragg, and I recently just had a baby boy who just turned 3.
And so this woman that you were married to, she's trying to take your daughter and your son away from you?
No, I have a custody arrangement with my previous wife.
Oh, okay.
Regarding my daughter. But I was young, and I fought, spent tens of thousands of dollars for that.
Wow. What made you decide to go to court both sides to try to fight for the children?
I think ego, family, peer pressure.
Yeah. When you say family, you mean what?
I wanted my children to have a relationship. My parents, my brother, my sister, aunts, uncles, my grandparents.
You wanted your children to have a relationship with them?
Yes.
And why?
Because I am a very family-oriented person. I have witnessed what life can be like in other parts of the world due to my military service, and I feel that life is too short and life is too precious to not try to bond with those who share your blood and DNA.
But if you notice, the more you try to bond with them, the worst thing got, it could never work.
I find that to be true now, yes. I'm going on 40. So, yes, I find that to be true, Jesse.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
And with the son you have, you decided to try to fight because you want it to keep him with your family?
I wanted to co-parent.
Oh, I see.
And I also wanted to, I think providing and protecting as a man is what I was, is what my wishes were.
Right.
However, going through the process, in North Carolina, you have to be separated for a year and a day before you can even file for a divorce or do anything permanent. Things can be temporary. And due to my last experience with my daughter and me being a disabled veteran now, the cash flow isn't there to be able to fight, nor, and listening to you and listening to other listeners and viewers, it's not beneficial,
right?
Except for to the attorneys and the county and the state.
Yeah,
and it's a big kangaroo court system.
Right on, man. And so you decide to stop fighting. Why?
I decided to stop fighting for peace.
Right on.
And
absolutely.
So I just wanted to say thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
I appreciate it.
One, maybe two quick questions. Number one, you had already been married before and had a daughter, had a child. What made you get married again and end up in the same situation?
I had always told my current wife that I never wanted to get married again because I had assets that I had to split, and it was very bad for my daughter, and I did not want to go down that road again. And I actually went from Miami, Florida, when I was on vacation, when I had bought my house before I was married, and took my then fiance, who was my current wife, and we drove to Charleston, West Virginia, to meet her father. And he was adamant about, if we were living together, that it would be wise to do some sort of marriage. So at first we did a African ceremony at their house, and we weren't married.
Are you black?
I'm not black.
Is she black?
She black. She black.
She black. Oh, African ceremony. What the?
She is African, yes. West African. Ghanaian.
Oh,
as a matter of fact,
God.
Yeah, yeah. My mother-in-law is living at my house now.
Oh God!
And she is there with the baby, and she is watching the baby boy, and mom is running all around town.
And you, white, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, amazing. So what made? So you got married because her father suggests you get married?
I didn't get married because her father suggested that we get married. Well, I think that was...
Well, what was the reason of getting married? You had already been married. You had a child. Why repeat the same mistake?
I think that I was living in dark. I think that I wasn't awakened.
Yeah.
I was vulnerable from getting out of the military and being disabled. And I think that all of that came really, really quick, and I think that I made a very hasty decision.
Yeah, I understand. And what type of military problem you have? Disabled, if you can say.
I mean, my back, my knees, neck, traumatic brain injury.
Amazing. And so have you overcome your anger?
I'm in the process of doing so. I think today, dropping the attorney and moving forward, I've been contemplating it, and I've been listening to a lot of listeners over the past 6 months to a year that have kind of been in the same situation, and I have been fighting it, and financially paying for two households.
Oh, man.
And it's no longer, it is a mess.
And so why not just drop your anger so you can be free and you can be guided by the light instead of the darkness of anger? Why not just drop your anger?
I believe that I have.
Oh, cool. So you don't have any more anger?
I don't believe so.
Right on. You forgave your mother and everything?
I have.
Right on, man. Well, I wish you well, Mitchell, and do the silent prayer, stay present, and it will blow your mind how from this day forward, everything will just work out for you without your efforts.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. I wish you well.
I wish you well as well.
Thank you. Amazing. 888-7753. 773. Let me go to first time caller, Ken, out of Maryland. Ken, you're on the air.
Hello, Jessica. You hear me?
Happy White History Month, Ken.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Well, first, I want to say shout out to James Hake. Shout out to your whole team. Shout out to the YouTube chat, best chat this side of heaven, and thank you guys thank you guys for everything.
Right on.
That you do.
Hold that thought for a minute. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-7753-773. Quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Offs on Peel.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Spiritual battle has nothing to do with color, male or female. It is good versus evil. You, as Christ said, do not have to be you any longer. Really, you can literally be free. You do not have to live with anger. You can overcome anger, resentment, all that. It's up to you. You, if you want to do it, get to know yourself. And once you get to know you, you will overcome anger, resentment, evil. It has nothing to do with your color, nothing to do with male or female. You must be born again, as the word says. A couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. right after the HakeReport.com. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. I do personal shout outs for you. Whatever it is, birthday shout out, wedding shout out, divorce shout outs, your wife taking your children shout outs, lawyer taking advantage of your shout outs, whatever it may be, congratulations, encouragement, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And then, last but not least, we have a fundraiser driver going there. So we need your help. Help us to help others. I shouldn't have to ask for that. No, I have to remind you. If you haven't already given to it, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And make a donor, help us. We have a childless grant going on here. What the? Someone said, Jesse, you have helped me and my family in ways that I never even imagined were possible. I understand it takes money to do everything, to run everything. I would give up to $50,000 if you could raise $50,000. So go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Make a donation toward the challenge grant. Run. Don't walk. And I appreciate it. You can mail it too. The address is right there. Let me go back to Ken out of Maryland. Ken, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem. Can you hear me good?
Loud and clear.
Perfect. So there's a lot of things that I want to talk to you about, but
okay.
You've really helped me a lot
just overcoming things, overcoming anger, fear, all those things. The most pressing thing right now, I want to get your advice on a situation. So me and my girlfriend, we've been together maybe 3.5, close to 4 years. And before I found you, I can really say I had a lot. I was living in the dark. I had a lot of beta tendencies that I never realized. But since finding you, just kind of woke up, opened my eyes, and it came natural to just stop doing those things.
Right.
But as you know how it goes, you know, when you stop doing those things, all hell comes out, you know?
Yep.
So I guess the biggest situation I'm in right now, so I leave for the military in September in a couple months. So, you know, we've been kind of going through it. She's kind of back and forth, and I've kind of just had a wait-and-see attitude. But in the meantime, I've been trying to tell her, you know, you need to forgive your parents, forgive your mom, forgive your dad, things like that. And she says she has, but I still sense that anger. So what kind of advice do you think?
So what's going on?
I think we've just been arguing and fighting a little bit more ever since I've kind of woken up. And I've tried to just be a good example and not give into her emotions, you know. I've never really been an emotional person, so she understands that. But I guess just the fighting.
And are you guys living together?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. And so knowing now that you understand, you have some understanding about what's the spiritual battle, why do you argue with her at all?
That's a great question. I try to talk things out more than, I guess, argue. You know, she gets emotional. I try to stay calm and in the present. But I guess that's a good question. I mean, do you think I should just stop anytime she wants to have a conversation?
And so why are you arguing with her, period?
I think that's the best way to communicate, you know, when she wants to have those conversations, you know.
But
she won't. Yeah, she's not going to stop.
She won't what?
You know, she won't drop it until, you know, we have a conversation. Sometimes I kind of just let it go and just be like, not right now, but, you know.
And so
can't duck it forever.
You have two devils arguing. Why do you argue with the devil? You, according to you, you're working on yourself trying to overcome. Why do you argue with the devil in your imagination, your thoughts, and the devil inside of other people? You have two devils arguing. How would that ever solve anything? And plus, she getting a thrill off arguing with you. It made her feel that she's controlling you. She's trying to get what she wants. She doesn't care about you at all. And now that you're working, why even waste time with the devil?
Yeah, you're right. I know it's a question. Right. I'm trying to give you an answer. think, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's just something I have to work on and see if even I get a thrill out of it, you know, of seeing her, you know, get emotional.
And you are, that's why you are, because you get the thrill too. When will you let go of thrills and live your life?
Today, right this second. I've been able to drop a lot of things since really coming to the light. So I don't think this would be, you know, any harder. And it's definitely interesting. Ever since I've changed, there are times where she is a lot happier. And I can tell, you know, like she's happier that I'm leading. And I'm just being myself, you know,
doing
my best to let God change me and things like that. And it's just when that hell comes out of her, I guess now learning how to deal with that in God's way, you know.
It's an abomination against God for a man to be passive and to be with a woman that is aggressive. Why are you even with this woman that you have to argue with?
That's a great question. I think I'm just used to her, honestly.
Used to what?
I think I'm used to her and, I guess, being in a relationship. And I think now, since kind of realizing these things and working on myself, I've started to realize that and kind of detach. So now I'm in a more of a wait and see. And that's actually a great question. Do you think I should even be in a wait and see, like with this whole situation and going to the military? Or?
But you already know that this relationship is not going to work because it's not from God. This woman was given to you by evil, and you were given to her by evil. And when two evil people come together, all they ever do is fight because it's not from God. You had your mind on the woman, and you end up getting the woman and made her your God. God said that our mind should only be on the truth and not on anything or anyone else, and then he will add to us. And all things that he gives to us is perfect. If this woman was from God, you would never have to fight with her. You will never have to make the relationship work. You won't have to put any effort at all in the relationship. It'll work by itself.
Yeah, 100%. I think since forgiving my mom and my dad, I've definitely seen how, in the beginning, again, we've been together for a few years, and I can definitely say maybe for the past couple, I've definitely done things to make her my God. And I think now that I've taken that away, it's the whole dynamic is just different. Oh, plus, I don't even know. I forgot to tell you. She's older than me.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how I forgot to
tell you. Lord, George, Lord. How many?
I should have started with that. Maybe a year. A year and a couple months.
And how many children she has already?
She has none, thankfully.
Nine?
We don't have any kids together. No, none. Zero.
Oh, zero. Do you know that when the man or the woman, when your mind is on getting a woman or a man mind is on getting a man, that's their God, it become their God, and then they end up getting that. But men don't know how to deal with women that they get in that way because they have made the woman their God. And women don't know how to deal with men like that because she's made the man her God. Because it's not from God. It's from evil.
Yeah.
And they can't work together because they don't know how to deal with each other.
Yeah.
You should not be thinking about that. Your mind should only be on the truth. Because the truth is not going to change just because you decide, well, I want a woman, or I want this and I want that. It'll let you have what you want, but you'll suffer from it.
Yeah, and I can definitely see. I can definitely see that, and it's definitely interesting how, you know, even though she's angry and things like this, or you know, she may have her problems, she won't let it go, you know? Like, she doesn't want to let the relationship go. And it's definitely interesting. I mean, when we fight, I stay in the present, and I don't get angry. I've noticed I don't get angry. She will, you know, she'll get angry or whatever, and then come back and say, well, I want to make it work with you. I want to be with you. And I'm like, well, why, you know? Is it that control? But I think hearing you know, your relationship advice and definitely seeing how I'm younger, I don't think it's I don't think it will be good in the end, you know?
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And she's what?
She's, right now, today, she's 27.
Wow.
And I'll be 26. I'll be 26 at the end of September.
We're here because of time. Did you have a question for me?
No, I just wanted some advice. What's advice? I kind of already know.
And what you know, God is definitely showing me
that that this probably isn't going to work out. That it's not going to work out because it's not from God.
Yeah. This size already there.
And especially with me leaving. Yeah. And with me leaving to go to the military and things like that, it's going to be extremely difficult. We're going to be fighting.
This size fighting to make it work. You already fight. Fighting is just two devils fighting. I would recommend you cut out the fighting and do what you want, of course, but this is not going to work because it's out of hell. It's not from heaven. And I would recommend you just wish her well, and you focus on the kingdom of heaven within, the truth. And the truth will make you free, and the truth will add everything. God has this amazing dating service. He's an expert when it comes to dating and marriage. I would recommend you use his app instead of using Say's app.
No, for sure. And, I mean, at this point I'm at in my life, I'm not even, if that's what God has for me, cool, but it's not even a big deal. Nothing is really that big of a deal.
That's
anymore.
Right. You shouldn't even be thinking about dating or family or anything. Your mind should only be set on the truth, and the truth will make you free, and the truth will add unto you perfect gifts.
But yeah, I know that for a fact.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I'm practicing it, but I noticed that I always end up falling asleep. Like, I relax all my muscles, you know, try to focus on my forehead. But after, like, 5-10 minutes, I end up falling asleep or waking up.
Why don't you sit up and do it?
Yeah, I need to.
Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black.
Well, no wonder.
So,
I'm gonna sit up and do that. What the? That's called work. Down.
Yeah, love laying down.
I would recommend you sit up and do it. Eventually, you'll be able to lay down and do it. But I would sit up and do it so you don't fall asleep.
Yeah, for sure. But I'll definitely stay with it. Stay with doing it for sure. Yeah.
Stay with it, and do what you want with this woman. But I highly recommend you let her go. And just seek the kingdom of God, and you're about to go off to the military anyway. And all she's fighting for is control. It's not that she loves you; she hates losing the control she's had over you.
Yeah, God has definitely revealed that to me.
Yeah,
just from the small things, you know, just asking me to do things, asking me to do random stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up doing that. You go and do it. So, I definitely appreciate it. I'm not going to hold you up anymore. We already know the answer. So, again, thank you for everything that you do. I never would have thought of these things or been revealed these things if it wasn't for you. Hey, love your shirts. Don't let Jesse bully you out of wearing the shirt.
Do you see the shirt he has on now? Are you watching live?
I saw the shirt.
What do you think?
It's his style, you know.
Yeah,
it's his style. But I wear it. I mean, I'm black, so I ain't wearing it. But
it's
his style. So yeah, I know
it's a white man shirt.
And Jake, I mean, Hake is definitely a white history hero.
That's right.
For a shirt, for sure.
So, it's a nice shirt. But again, nothing wrong with it.
No.
You want to say something?
But
thank you.
Oh yeah, no problem. No problem, Hake. But all right, I appreciate it. Again, appreciate your advice. Keep doing what you do.
I wish you well in the military.
I really appreciate it.
Which branch are you in?
Big Army.
Right on.
Big Army. Great White Hope's Army.
Right on. If ever there was a time to be in the military, it's now. It definitely under Biden or Obama, for sure.
No. No, definitely not.
All right, man. So, I wish you well, Ken.
But thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Pasha Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions over on Rumble, J.C. Lee Peterson Rumble. Thank you, sir. Everything is fake yesterday. Question for Jesse. What is the truth but awareness?
Amazing. Thank you.
Okay.
Is that a biblical question?
No, it's a question.
What is it?
He has a question for you. What is the truth but awareness?
I can't answer that because if I do, I answer the biblical question.
Oh, okay. Sorry, everything is fake. Gotta wait.
Yeah, hold that for me until I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 111 gold pills on pilled.net. Amazing church, he says.
Fellowship was like bringing all home to me. Check it out at rebuildingdemand.com/church. Mind blowing yesterday. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Amazing church. I had an epiphany while watching. Christians look up to Jesus as someone unreachable.
Yep.
Unreachable.
Yeah.
The God, they call him. Jews, because he was one of them, they look down on Jesus and are still waiting for a savior today. And both fight each other and prove they are right. What a sad way to live.
When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Thank you.
Fight each other to prove that they're right.
Amazing.
Peter 3 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Luke, 3 coffees. If you were an evil system, would you rather people believe they are children of God in a created, enclosed world or cosmic accidents on a spinning rock where nothing matters?
I don't understand the question at all.
Flat Earth or Ball Earth? Spinning globe hurtling through space? Or are we the center of the universe created by God?
Thank you. I don't understand the question, but thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah.
Stephen, Bond service was great.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's on Cash App, Bond JLP.
It was mind-blowing. For those who want to overcome, it was mind-blowing. Thank you.
Anthony, Grandma Bass wants Mexican illegals to be happy. Here's $200.
Thank you. Bass is a mess. I can't believe that female is the mayor of L.A. Every time I think about it, I shake my head. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony heard that Barack and Michelle had a talk.
Amazing. I hear that, and I saw that. He was on her little talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, YouTube right. channel. It was a mess. Amazing. Thank
you.
He
made a joke that I won't repeat. Thank you, Anthony. NP Church. Thank you, NP.
Thank you.
Anthony, new dawn, a new day, and I'm feeling good.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day, and I'm feeling good. Amazing. Thank you.
Deception and suffering, yet the ego prevails, says Anthony. Mama Bass to Mama Sass, Monday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Or Cass. Matt, 1776, over on Pilled, gifted the cookie. Sorry, fam, another minor buffer blip incoming over on Pilled on their end.
Hey,
his apologies.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Aries 1 gifted 10 memberships to J.C. Lee Peterson on YouTube.
Thank you. I got to stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. I'm looking at the clock going by. Let me go to Russell. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. Let me go to Russell out of San Jose, California. Russell, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Russell.
Hey, by the way, Jesse, I kind of do play ball.
When I was in Alabama, I went to Rebecca Coma High School, and we used to play this high school called Russell County High School, and that was our theme song. They couldn't play no ball, and we used to be yelling at them during the game.
But did you get angry at them?
Never got angry. It was too much fun. Because of time, did you have a quick question?
Yeah. What's the basic reason that we are on this earth, according to Bible?
To overcome your hell and return to heaven.
And what is our hell here, and what is heaven?
Your hell is your wicked heart. Anyone that has anger or resentment is evil. The heart is wicked, and it kept separates you from God. And as a result, you get lonely, you get angry, you get looking for love. You have fear, you have doubt, you're insecure. You want to be like others. You want to please others. You have an ego. All kind of mess. You want to. The purpose is to overcome all of that.
Yeah. And I've heard from a lot of Christians, I wanted to check with you if this is true. They say, if somebody slaps you, you turn the other cheek. Why would you let somebody slap you again?
Well, when it says turn the other cheek, means don't hate. It doesn't mean physical slap. Don't let them physically slap you. But it means don't hate them when they hate you. Don't be angry.
But if somebody shows you violence, if you're a Christian, you should show them violence back.
If they attack you physically, you should protect yourself. But if they attack you verbally with their words, you should not be bothered at all. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They can't see. They're asleep.
So don't
attack them back like that. They can't help it.
Got it. So don't get angry at them.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Russell. That was
all right. Amazing.
Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat. Pastor Chatelet, 122 gold pills on Fight History Month. I'd like to honor the White Power Ranger. He might have to introduce himself differently, but he white.
He white. Thank you. Thank you.
Isaiah, very generous, 50 coffees for the 50K biblical question.
How would you know when you're of truth?
When there's no you, he says. Amazing.
Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Dante. Hey, Jesse, I only purchased one coffee because I'm black. I ain't got no money. Saw a video of an off-duty patrol, Border Patrol agent being gunned down while sitting on a rock in Fort Washington Park along the Hudson River. Suspects are illegal immigrants. Jesse, what's wrong with the Mexicans?
That's amazing. Angry.
I hadn't heard that one.
I mean, I've not heard of that. I'm not aware of that one. Amazing, though, if it's true. I don't know.
Mondo, thank you. New member. Welcome.
Thank you.
Charlotte, hey, Jesse, ever take a vacation? If you do, what would be your favorite vacation destination?
I want to go down under.
Wow.
Really? And I want to go to Europe.
Sweet.
Nice. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, I write Jesse off on my taxes.
Right on. Thank you.
Fazul.
I appreciate that.
Oh, we got to end, guys. We'll read the rest of these later.
Thank you all so much. Amazing. Work on yourself if you want to be free. If not, just stay in your darkness. Really. I'm about to say bye, AJ out of South Carolina. Eric, first time call out of Colorado. The Hate Report coming up. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at Rebuilding.